Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
My Wrath of Kings, I'll definitely win best appearance with, because my roommate almost won best appearance, and his army is a base coat and a wash.
Yeah, they're kind of scrubby.
Yeah, so yeah. Mine have layers. They're sloppy, and not all the details are painted, but I guarantee they're better looking than any other Wrath of Kings army at the tournament.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. Man. I have, like, absolutely nothing to talk about today.
Luckily I brought this.
What's that?
This is Eternal Correspondence. It's got the hobby games market.
Yeah?
Yeah, we can talk about the growth and...
The growth. Oh, the ICV2. I've seen these. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, this is the industry.
The industry. That's you got to hear, folks. This is Game Classy. I'm your host, Joe, and with me, as always, is the Darmok to my Jalad.
At Tanagra.
Steve!
I guess the podcast would be Tanagra.
Yes, this is Tanagra.
Nice.
He is Darmok. I am Jalad.
This is Tanagra.
Shaka, when the walls fell. I just rewatched that episode.
Nice. It's good stuff.
One of the podcasts I listen to, Mission Log, they're on that episode literally today.
Oh, are they doing
it sequentially.
Every episode?
Yeah, nice. And I was like, I got so excited that I'm like, they're doing Darmok. I got to go watch Darmok.
I listened to a random episode of a Voyager one, and... they watched an episode, but I can't remember. One of the guys on it, he hates the episode The Inner Light.
How can you hate The Inner Light?
Wait. And he loves the Voyager episode Tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Tattoo's terrible.
Which is...
I thought you were going to say Threshold, and I was just going to throw
threshold.
This...
I don't
that's
know
the threshold. One where they devolve
that's
into
the
lizard
worst.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Is the, that is... I'd say that's in contention with the original series hippie episode for being the worst episode.
No way.
Of Star
the hippie
Trek.
Episode is at least funny.
But not for the right reasons.
No, I agree. But at least you could watch it and be like, oh, man, they're all Melvins.
Yeah, the lizard episode is real bad. And the hippie episode is real bad. But I was talking about it before. I said for what it is, the character development is meh to non-existent. That's what it is. But the universe building is sweet. I like the new alien races, and I like the... stuff like that. There's a little nugget of goodness in everything Star Trek.
Yeah, but Voyager's terrible. I would watch every episode of Enterprise multiple times, including all of the nonsense temporal war episodes.
I'm liking Enterprise a lot.
The temporal war is terrible, but everything else outside of that, I like a lot of the Federation building stuff they do. Temporal war.
Well, people either like time travel stuff or you don't. That's the thing.
Well, the problem is that Star Trek, that's one of my few things that I'm like really, I really don't like with Star Trek. I mean,
time travel.
The time travel.
They do a lot of it.
Because they're so inconsistent, and I just feel like anytime you have what you build a world, and granted, Star Trek kind of existed before like the nerd rules really came into effect with a lot of this stuff. Because I mean, they always played around with it. The original series, like, you can't understand. There's no lore with the original series.
It's as Wild West as as
the
crew,
as
the
concept.
Yeah, it's dudes in space encountering weird shit.
The Next Generation, even a little bit of a leeway with some of their tech stuff, because they're just kind of figuring it out. And it's, once again, it's kind of that pre, like, X-Files mythology, arc.
The big thing with Star Trek, though, is it's not only established as a universe with time travel, but it's also a multiverse.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is that... when it comes to genre, like a science fiction TV show, there has to be rules to the way that your universe works. I'm buying into this. You can't just be like, well, today the transporter is going to bring you back the way you work. That's like one of my big problems with Next Generation is they play way too much with a transporter and that sort of thing. I'm like, no, it doesn't always work that way. And they never, like, sometimes you can hand wave it, like, whatever, but sometimes they're really bad with it.
And again, it's, you know, there were most of... Actually, no, all of them were shows that were written for, you know, syndication, a lot of episodes. You know, you're going to grind out I'm sure it contradicts itself at points in the canon. I'm sure.
Yeah, that's part of the reason
out of the universe flaw. That's a real world flaw.
And that's part of the reason why I hate the temporal war in Enterprise. It's just, ugh, gross. And the Zindi are such a stupid alien race.
Which one? There's five.
I know, there's five Indies.
I like them.
Yeah. You like the aquatic mammals Indies.
I love them. They're the, yeah, it's awesome. They just make whale noises and they get subtitles. I'm like, this is great. They remind me of that one in Voyager when George Costanza was in the think tank and he had the big whale. And they mentioned, like, in passing that they cured the Vidians. And it's like, wait, what? That was like a huge plot arc. And you guys just, like, finished that off in a sentence? All right, then.
I guarantee you, like, James is listening to this podcast screaming, like, oh my God, they're talking about fucking Trek again.
I love it.
I do too. God bless Star Trek.
And The Hobbit. We also love The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah. So, speaking of, it's like I just rewatched Fellowship again. It was a classic rollicking, like, 2000s, like, episode of Joe where I was sitting there watching Lord of the Rings, painting Lord of the Rings figures, nice. And I was like, ah, this feels right. I'm painting them for the one guy I do commissions for, and my daughter was watching it with for me. She really liked Lord of the Rings, and she likes the Hobbit cartoon, the old Rankin Bass one, loves that
on
one.
A greatest adventure.
I dig the Goblin Town song that's like boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. That boom, movie's boom, definitely boom, acid boom, trip boom, for sure.
It's like that funky like bass beat to it. Mm. Like, down the Goblin Town.
It's
metal,
very
metal,
weird.
Metal, metal. Yeah, and I was like, so we finished watching Fellowship, and she kind of listed off towards halfway through.
I like
the
Return of the King cartoon the most of the three cartoons.
Yeah.
And it's got the Towers of the Teeth song, which is awesome. Does.
I was not, and I'm not like, I only have the extended version, so I felt kind of bad making her sit through, like, Viggo Mortensen twiddling his thumb singing about Beren and Lúthien for, like, 10 minutes throughout the entire thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
For me, and you, no, but for a four-year-old, yes. And so I was like, well, let's see if she likes The Hobbit, like, the live-action Hobbit one. So I put that in there. Like, within 10 minutes, she was asleep.
Oh, of course. Just watch Lord of the Rings.
Well, I mean, she's pretty good about movies. Like, well, we'll watch, like, anything. And I was just like,
I have problems sometimes. Like, the first Lord of the Rings, Fellowship, and The Hobbit, I have issues. Like, if it's late and I'm kind of tired, the beginnings of those movies will put me to sleep, not because I'm bored, but because I'm relaxed. It's like the Shire, and, like, everything's green, and the music is soft, and it's like, it looks warm. And then suddenly I'm just like, oh, I'm, like, waking up, like, can't breathe. Like, my mouth is all dry. I'm like, nom.
Yeah. I'm thinking what I might do is I might try and track down the fan cut of The Hobbit, the one that, like, takes everything out and just leaves The Hobbit, because she likes The Hobbit story.
Okay.
So I think I might just track that down. We'll watch that version.
Just Hobbit it up?
Just Hobbit it
Hobbit
up.
Hobbit it up.
I don't know. I think I still just might watch the cartoon. That cartoon is great. Like, the furry dog spiders and everything like that. So great.
Yeah, I like it because it's a product of its time, and it's just, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about the cartoon is I'm not a huge fan of how long the Gollum sequence takes in that. That's a long sequence in there.
Yeah, everyone really likes the riddles, though.
Yeah, the riddles in the dark.
Yeah, people love riddles. Like, for a lot of people, riddles in the dark is The Hobbit. Like, mm-hmm. like not the whole story, but, like, you know, like, that's, like, they're like, okay, this is awesome. Like, mm-hmm. that's when they, like, got super into it. Like, who's this fucking weird thing, and why are they having a game of riddles? You know, a lot of people really love that scene.
No, for me, it's all about the metal goblins. Like, Bootsy Collin-esque, like,
down, 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 the Goblin Town.
Yeah. Glamdring!
He wields the foe hammer!
That's what it is. He wields the foe hammer.
It's a foe hammer! Yeah. His sword's called the Foe Hammer. It's pretty sick.
I just like the fact that I watched the Blu-ray, and I'm like, God, the sound in this is terrible.
It's just that beginning sequence.
It really was.
Supposedly that beginning sequence was filmed independently of the movie because that was their, like, pitch test footage. And then when they got it okayed to do the whole thing, they're just like, all right, we'll put it in the movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really funny, like, because I show my daughter, like, all sorts of whatever movie, like, she happens to be interested in, and I'll track it down and we'll watch it. She wants to see the new Ghostbusters. I'm like, I'm not going to go take her to go see that because, A, she's 4 years old and I don't like taking...
You're a monster.
Yeah. but she was watching TV and she saw the original Ghostbusters was on. And it was like, coming up next, Ghostbusters. And she's like, oh, can we watch Ghostbusters? I'm like, this isn't the new Ghostbusters. This is the old Ghostbusters. You want to watch it still? She's like, yeah. And so it starts off with the library scene. And I'm like, she's going to get so freaked out by this. Because I remember being a kid and seeing the librarian, and when the librarian goes, I'm like,
it's so tame by today's standards.
I know,
though.
But I mean, like, when we were kids in like 86, yeah, it 87, was spoopy. It was terrifying.
Yeah, but you know why? Because Adventure Time wasn't a cartoon when the Ghostbusters were. Adventure Time has some fucking freaky shit in it, like the Lich and stuff. Like, yeah. There's weird, and it's not necessarily outright scary. There is weirder stuff on TV. Stuff yeah. that is weird, you know, at least, not that it's bad, but like yeah. every show is weird. Like, Uncle Grandpa, show is weird.
I love Uncle Grandpa so much.
The more weird shit you see, I think the more, like, prepped you get to, like, encounter weird shit.
I don't know, because it was like, I remember, like, my wife couldn't even watch it when we were watching it in the, she had to leave the room, because she can't watch that.
That's hilarious.
It's, yeah. And Penny was watching it, and she was just, like, and then I'm like, wait for it. And Penny, laughing hysterically. I'm like, you psychopath. I kind of wanted you to be scared for a second. However, she was scared when we were watching Jaws, and Jaws popped out of the water. She did freak out
the first time where he crests out from behind.
When Shiner's
the shot.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Everyone who's seen Jaws knows exactly what I'm talking about.
You know, when the shark jumps out of the water.
The shot.
Yeah. She did get she didn't freak out, but she did like startle, and it was,
I guess, now
great.
The next step is Alien.
I don't know. And I don't,
John Hurt just on the table, just chest exploding.
She likes it when I break down scenes of movies for her. She doesn't like watching the entire movie. She's really good with Raiders, like the Indiana Jones movies. I break it down into segments, and she will watch the segment. Mm. She doesn't like the
whole
movie.
You know what you should
do?
Serials.
Oh, like the old adventure serials?
Yeah, or whatever. Hey. There's a shit ton of them. Do the fucking Spy Smasher. There's Captain Marvel, Superman.
Nah.
Yeah. You got no taste, my friend.
Yeah, they're just not that good.
The cereals, dude, they're classics. How can you say that?
They're just not that good.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you get out of
here. Get out of here with that.
Which would you?
The cereals made the movie industry. They made Hollywood.
So,
how dare you?
So, in order to just waste a little more time, I don't know why, it's just the accent reminded me. I got into an online fight again with some guy.
Is this another historical gamer fight?
No. Okay.
I was hoping for a sequel.
No. This was a guy who, I don't know, it was just on Reddit. It was, I go to their food, they have like our food, you know, whatever. Sure. And or food porn, that's what it is. It's called food porn.
I like shitty food porn. That's my
favorite.
Shitty
food porn is hysterical.
It's a bologna sandwich with like a really shitty drawn smiley face and mustard.
But it was a picture of Chicago deep dish. And I always like going to the comments on whenever they show Chicago deep dish because people get all butthurt about it. And it wasn't Chicago deep dish. It was
Sbarro's deep dish, my favorite New York pizza place.
What it was like. It was Pizza Hut or like one of those fast food chains, because it was like one of the pictures of the cheese all getting pulled melty. And everyone's like, oh, this looks so good. And like, I'm just like, this is shitty Domino's. Like, no, this is not good pizza. And someone mentioned about like,
I wouldn't say Domino's is pizza. I'd say Domino's is Domino's. Because Domino's tastes pretty good, but it's not really pizza.
No, it's like prefabricated cheese type food stuffs.
Yeah, like it's like I get the white sauce if I'm gonna get anything from there, and it's the Philly steak pizza is what I would get, and it's like because their crust doesn't taste like pizza crust, and it doesn't behave like pizza crust. It's very much like a soft bread. It's like eating a French bread with pizza toppings on it. It's weird.
It's what I imagined the food in Back to the Future Part 2 would be like.
The future food?
Future food. Yeah. It's just not real food. Well, they actually have the dehydrated pizza.
Right. That's exactly what it is. The dehydrated pizza is the way I would imagine, like, Domino's tastes like how I imagine that to taste. Like, it's kind of like, it's like, I can eat this. Like, all right, I can eat this. But you're not like, oh, this is just so good. Like, when you have the food boner, it'll never do that to you.
It's very food is what it is.
Yeah, it's very food.
It's food. And you can't argue with the fact that it's food.
Yeah.
And if you're hungry, you're going to eat the food.
You're
going to
be like, okay. Yeah, I said, it's like Domino's. I'm eating it. that would be the catch.
It seems like prefabricated space food.
Yeah,
like,
I agree with that.
Except it has none of the nutrition that you would actually need in space.
I want that to be a thing now. I want to open a little package and have like a giant Domino's pizza pop out.
Yeah.
and they'd be like, this makes so much sense.
But, so the whole thing was, the person was arguing about it. It's like, the guy says, oh yeah, pretty much all food outside of the North and all pizza outside the Northeast is pretty terrible. And I said, I was like, okay then, just a second. Chicago begs to differ. I didn't even say deep dish. I just said Chicago, because Chicago has some of the best pizza out there. Like, even if you like the thin crust or the double dough or whatever you like in Chicago-style pizza.
Mumolnati's double dough. That's mine.
That's good.
That's my pizza.
I'm not going to argue. But the guy was like, oh, that's not pizza, that's a fucking casserole. And he said, listen here, you New York motherfucker. Just because we don't like Ritz
crackers. Your pizza's a pita.
But I said, just because we don't like Ritz crackers with ketchup on it doesn't mean that we don't like what real pizza is, so shut the fuck up. And then nice. He goes, and then, so we got into it, and he goes, Ritz cracker, that's St. Louis style. And I said, fair enough. That was about it. We'll both agree to make fun of St. Louis.
Well, St. Louis does smell like pee.
Yeah, it's.
And I'm
yeah.
not actually, like, I'm not just generically shitting on St. Louis. Literally smells like pee.
Like, I don't doubt it.
I was there at the there's the border of Illinois where like you can walk to St. Louis.
Yeah,
like from there.
Yeah,
there
was East St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah, there's a magic.
Is there any other?
There was a magic tournament there, and we crossed it over the border to get something. I don't know, and to see like the part of the city, and it was just like immediately like a urine scent, and the entire
went to the
arches,
and the wax museum.
Yeah, Arch and the Wax Museum, and. The entire out anytime we were outdoors, it's just like, it's just fucking, it smells like piss. And we're all just like, it smells like piss. Everyone is just like, why does it smell like piss? Why does everywhere smell like piss?
Yeah.
There you go. There was my experience with St. Louis. I didn't spend too much time in the city because everything smelled like pee.
Yeah. Indianapolis is kind of like that too.
Indianapolis sucks. I never noticed the pee scent from Indianapolis.
Well, Indianapolis got the weird sewers. That's the problem.
Indianapolis has the scent of despair. That's yeah. what it has.
Down on Skid Row.
In the ghetto.
Oh, by the way, we actually were on time for some news.
Are we?
It's not gaming at all, but Trump, Supreme Overlord Trump just picked his vice presidential.
Is that official? I heard that was that was what they speculated it to be.
It was just official, like as I was pulling up to your place. Yeah, Mike Pence.
Yes, the governor of Indiana.
Who has mandated that
gay people aren't people.
Gay people. Well, that's not even that's what he believes. all aborted fetuses need to have a full funeral as well. That's another one of his laws on top of that. It's all right. Supreme Overlord Trump will feed us all his Trump steaks, and we'll all be educated at Trump University.
I guess Trump had the Muslim and Mexican angle covered, so he got this guy. This guy's got his back with the gays and the women. I assume.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. It's like you got to cover all the bases.
By their powers combined, they've now got a platform that will crush everyone.
Well, and you know, as I always say, not all Republicans are racist, but all racists are Republican. But it's okay though, because the Brits got Boris Johnson as their like secretary.
No, he ran away.
No, he's like the secretary of something or other. He's like their like head diplomatic guy. Mm. Like he's in charge of like international peace. It's ridiculous.
That's awesome.
He got booed by the French, but the French boo everyone except Jerry Lewis. So
they just got run over by a truck.
Oh yeah, that was kind of sad.
Yeah,
yeah. Way to bring us down on Bastille Day.
Sorry. I mean, I didn't do it.
Ba-bam, 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 ba-bam.
The dude driving the truck did.
Ba-bam, 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 ba-bam. Do you know any of the words?
I do not.
No.
I do not.
Because French is a silly language that we refuse to learn.
I should, but I don't. My sister knows French.
Yeah?
She's fluent.
Je m'appelle.
I don't think she got her citizenship, though.
Yeah,
this is one of the things that's totally fucked. And had I been smarter and actually a little more educated about my ability to gain a dual citizenship, I would have done. Did you know that if I had a dual citizenship in France, I could go to any hospital here in the United States and the French government would pay for it?
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I feel dumb. Yeah, I could have gotten a French citizenship. I would have had to serve a year in the Foreign Legion, but would have been worth. Totally would have been worth.
I don't know.
1 year? Dude, come on.
I don't know. From everything I've ever heard about the French Legion, it's all like ex-Yugoslav like paramilitary guys who are
then
really
I'll be good
hardcore.
With them. Kakosi! Dobro! I'll be fine. That's all. I know that. I can say that, and they'll be fine.
All right,
and everything
Steve,
will be fine.
Right.
And I'll be like, Chivapchichi! And they'll be like, okay, I kind of know what you're saying. And I'll be like, Zito? those are the Serbian words I know. And it's like, do you know anything else? Nope. Not a thing.
I would like to believe that you would survive, but I don't think you'd be able
to. It's a year. And when I was 18, I could have done it.
All right. I'll let you stay in that little fantasy world.
I mean, besides, if I scrubbed out, I still get the credit. So.
Yeah, I guess.
If that's the thing, if they boot you, you still get the credit.
Oh, well, then that's different than you probably could have done.
Yeah,
that.
Dude, if I got booted, I'd be like, sweet. Yeah. I'm gonna take my free health care and
you're like,
head back, head back to the States. Je m'appelle Steve and bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Bonjour. Bonjour. Bonjour.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk some gaming stuff. Nothing really I've seen happening. I actually picked up a new game. Tanks.
So you've officially crossed the line, and you're now just a historical gamer. You're a disgusting,
yeah,
historical gamer.
I'm not playing this with 15 mil though. This is all. This is 28 mil or bust for me. But it's actually a pretty cool game. I like it a lot. It's nothing like Flames of War, which is part of the reason why I was attracted to it. You only play with like 5 tanks. And all the tanks, all their stats are on the cards. So you just pick whatever tank you're
using.
So
what are you going to do with those 5mm tanks?
Probably 15. I'm going to sell them.
Games Plus auction?
Probably. I don't care enough about 15mm. I might paint them. Maybe I can make a couple bucks off of it. Who knows?
I don't know. Flames War seems to be dead from all accounts.
Yeah.
Like dead-ish.
It's dead-ish.
Or complete, as it were. It's like everyone who has Flames War has everything they want, and they're not buying it anymore.
Yeah, it's like they're scrubbing.
It's not like historical games are really like getting additional players. Like people are caring less and less about World War II as time goes on because they're like, oh, that's right, it doesn't really matter. Cool.
Yeah. Some people still like it. I like it. Not
the people who care about it care less and less. Like the chances of someone new caring about it to the point where they're going to get into a miniatures game, that is the number that is going down.
Might be. That very well could be. I was going to say, like, my gaming group keeps getting bigger and bigger. I remember this is like 2 or 3 years ago, like when we first started playing Bolt Action, it was me and Dwayne.
How many of them are not near 30? and we're going under here, not over.
Probably a good half of them. I mean, it's a fairly young crowd. And I'm not doing that just to shut you down, but it's true. It's hard for me to say, but I know a good chunk of them are at least around my age, and I am on the underside of, like, I'm on the lower end of 30, so.
Right, that's exactly what I said. Like, yeah. If they're around your age, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking, like, the kids starting, like, you know what I'm talking about, the damn wiener kids who start minis games.
Yeah, they all play 40K. You grow into historicals. You don't start off playing historicals.
Some say you get stunted into historicals.
Yeah, that's true. That's true as well. But I mean, I remember playing a couple years ago, and it was just me and Dwayne would come in, and that would be it. And now all of a sudden, then we get like one or two other players, and now we have like a full group that we.
Well, if you play consistently at a store, that's another thing too. You can force any, like Dark Age, great example. There's a huge New Jersey Dark Age scene. That is like there's a giant Dark Age scene in New Jersey. It's almost that is almost the entire concentration of Dark Age players in the country playing Jersey, which I assume because the scorched, war-torn earth of Dark Age reminds them of New Jersey.
Yeah, Atlantic City at least. Yeah,
so that's why that makes sense. But so there you go. You can force any game because if people are there playing it, eventually someone's gonna be like, "Oh, I'm gonna play that game."
And
of course, we have a warped sense of what games are good in our area simply because. This is just, we've got a lot of workshop.
A lot of workshop. Face it, Steve. Chicago's a workshop town.
It's a workshop town. Get out of here with your Malifox.
Get out of here with your top hats and all your nonsense.
Get out of here with the nonsense. I don't want to hear anything about your stopwatches, your pocket watches, or your hats.
So anyway, tanks for Gale Force 9.
It's time for the Bolter.
I like it. I like it quite a bit. And it actually plays a little similar to X-Wing, at least in terms of its movement mechanics. So, I mean, it's kind of cool.
Next, you're going to be playing Wings at War.
Ugh, no.
World War I dogfighting combat game.
Von Richtenhoff's Flying Circus? Am I playing that?
You can't resist.
Ugh. I never liked airplane games. I always try to, never could get into it. Yeah. So
airplane video games are cool.
Well, yeah, because it's like a flight, any type of like flight simulator or anything like that. You know what I want to play? I want to play Battlefield 1. World War One. Because first of all, that preview is badass.
Shitty tanks, dudes riding around on horses.
Yeah, and like the biplanes of like, I don't want to play.
They've ever done a big shooter World War One game ever.
No, that's why this looks so cool.
But and not to like get all deeply historical about things, but weren't most of the World War One fights just trenches? The Somme and shit.
No, well, I mean, there's a good chunk of that, but I mean, you don't forget you have all of the Eastern Front, the Southern Front, Gallipoli, the Desert War. Like, there's a lot.
The Desert War, yeah. You can't really can't dig trenches in sand.
Yeah, you can. Just look at Morocco. they built up giant trenches. It just looks fantastic. And you know what I'm surprised? You know what I bet you a lot of our listeners are thinking right now? How come they're not talking about Pokemon Go?
I don't know. It sucks. You can't fight. The entire purpose of the game is to fight your mans. You can't fight your mans. It's not a game.
Why can't you fight your mans?
It's not in the app. They did not put fighting mans in the app.
So you just look for Pokemon?
You just wander around and swipe on your phone. That's, and it's the most popular fucking thing in the universe. It's more popular than Twitter.
That's stupid.
There are more people playing it than fucking have downloaded Twitter, Joe.
You know, I...
It is the biggest app ever. Ever.
I don't doubt that.
It's usurped porn. It is the most searched thing.
It is not usurped porn.
There is statistical, analytical data that is it has recently superseded porn as the number one searched thing on the internet.
It
can't maintain that.
I don't believe it at all.
I can get you the numbers if you'd like.
Maybe for like 1 hour.
Analytics are there, my friend.
One day, it may have done that.
But you know what? Even then, is incredibly impressive.
It is impressive to get even like 30 seconds
to get 30 seconds on porn. To be up on porn for 30 seconds is a massive achievement. That's a huge achievement in the field of excellence. It added $9 billion. In 5 days, it added $9 billion to Nintendo stock.
Oh, I do not doubt it. I just think that it's one of those things that I just... You know what? I'm hoping it's just going to disappear in a couple weeks when someone finds something else new.
I imagine it will, simply because there's just the depth isn't there.
Yeah.
Like it's huge. This is the weird thing. Like I've talked about now, because now you have there's so many people who've played it. There's so many people who invested time in it, and no doubt, so many people invested a shit ton of money in it because it's already generated $14 million in like the first 2 days. $14 million in the first 2 days. So you have people with the sunk costs idea where they're just like, well, I've already put so much money into this, I got to keep playing it. So it'll be interesting to see if something that I feel is very empty content-wise, how long it maintains any sort of grip. Because obviously there's a bunch of people downloading it who are going to like play it for an hour and be like, okay.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm assuming. I'm done. Yeah, it's like there's like a lot of people who are like, oh, okay, let's see what this is. Oh, this is stupid. Delete.
Yeah, I mean, if I was expecting a game because like the whole like, I was expecting to like be able to walk up to someone and be like, dude, let's battle our mans. You can't do that. Like, I don't know why. Like, that's critical. That's a crucial part of Pokemans. Like, you collect them for battle. That's the reason of the game. The first thing you do in the video game is you pick a Pokemon and you battle. Literally the first thing you do. And it's not in this game. Don't know why. I keep calling it a game because I don't want to keep calling it an app.
I don't know. It's just, it's lunacy to me. Yeah. I just see like luckily I've never seen anybody actually like out about, like I hear like people like, this idiot almost got hit by a car. I'm like,
two people walked off a cliff.
I saw that. I'm like, good.
you know what, at some point we're gonna reach the critical mass where someone driving a car is going to be distracted on Pokemon Go and then hit someone on the street
playing Pokemon Go. I think it's already happened where someone's got it.
It's going to come together. It'll coalesce.
Ugh, I just hope that they all just fall off a cliff like lemmings.
I would be a lot of people.
I would be...
I mean, you're just a disgruntled old person, though, so...
I'm not...
People are having fun. You're going to be upset about it. If people are having fun, you get mad. You know, what's happened? I've transferred everything to you. Everything that used to be me has become you.
I've just always hated Pokemon. I always thought it was such a stupid thing and a stupid concept.
Oh, but if people are having fun, you don't like it.
It's not that the people are having fun.
I think it is.
Are having fun with something that's dumb and stupid and childish. Churlish.
I think that's a pretty strong stance for a guy who plays with little men. You play with literal toys, sir.
I'm not saying it's not hypocritical. I'm just saying what I believe, Steve.
Ah, very good. So basically, like every religious person ever.
Yeah. You know what? My religion is fuck Pokemon. How about that? I'm of the Holy Church of fuck Pokemon with Saint fuck that dude with the Pokemon hat and fuck that team with the R's on them, with the Team Rocket. Yeah. Fuck those guys. Fuck those guys.
They're blasting off again.
Are they?
Yeah.
And fight fuck Pikachu, fuck Saint Pikachu or whatever. Yeah,
I feel that way about historical gamers.
Yeah, you can go ahead. That's fine. I've actually played Pokemon. You've never played a historical game.
That's not true. I played Memoir 44.
Memoir 44 is a board game.
Historical game. I would never sully my hands by touching a historical miniature.
There you go. See,
I would not.
I'm gonna call you on that one. All right. So
you can't call me. I don't want to do it.
I'm calling.
I don't want to do it.
Tough.
I don't need to do heroin to know that it's probably not a good idea.
Well, you got to know that it's awesome. Let me just tell you that right off the bat.
I'm sure it's sweet. I'm sure it's sweet.
It's a guy who's gotten hooked up to morphine like twice in his life. It is the best thing in the world, and I will never do heroin because...
Still not going
to
do it.
Because I know how great it is. So what other game stuff do we got right now?
I have the some stats.
All right, what stats you got?
Some sweet stats.
This episode is we're recording this on Thursday night because I'm going to be busy all weekend. So is Steve, so
playing historical games, no doubt.
No, I'm going to be watching my child
And not taking her to go see Ghostbusters as she requested.
Yeah,
because you are in fact a monster.
I am a monster. I'm a chauvinist, misogynist monster that I want to see that movie.
Very good. So we have the growth of the hobby industry. The hobby games market nearly $1.2 billion in 2015.
Is that American dollars?
This is American dollars. I said dollars, not pounds.
Okay, because I was going to say if it was pounds, it'd probably be lower.
The exchange rate would just be lower. Yeah. It'd still be $1.2 billion. So collectible games, which would be card like CCGs, card games, etc., including miniatures games, so WizKids, D&D minis, HeroClix, etc. In 2013, $450 million. 2014, $550 million. 2015, $625 million. So in that time frame, you had a 14% increase in collectible games.
Well, now let me ask you about this. And I know that's including mostly like HeroClix.
It's all HeroClix. Anything collectible.
Okay. Do you think those include anything with blind bags as well? Like so when you go to the store and you find like a little blind bag figurine, do you think they include those numbers? Because those things have just exploded.
Oh, you mean like toys, the toy stuff?
Yeah.
No. Like Shopkins, right?
Yeah.
No, those aren't included. Okay. This is only Hobby Channel game stuff.
Because I was going to say, like, I've never seen so many blind bags in my goddamn life.
It's a huge trend. Shopkins led the charge for it. It's a gigantic trend in toys right now.
Those things are awful.
The toast with the butter pad on its head is really cute.
Well, now they got these stupid-ass Disney things that look like little pills. Have you seen these?
The Tsum-Tsums? Those are actually kind of old. They just like recently got popular because the charge led by Shopkins has created like all things in that style. They're named Tsum-Tsum. They're big in Japan because they're Tsum-Tsum means stack. And the reason they look like pills, or wait, are they plush? Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
No, these are hard.
Oh, okay. Because Tsum-Tsums, they're okay. Yeah. So
okay. I don't know if it's the same thing.
They look kind of like a cylinder with like their face on the front.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. It's like it's something that's like that, except they're like smaller and hard.
Okay, that's a spinoff of Tsum-Tsum because the whole thing was called Stack, and it was plush figures that you
I've seen those. Yeah,
stack
yeah.
up. That was the whole thing.
And I'm just like, these are just choking hazards. That's all these things are.
Sure. Non-collectible miniatures games. So this is X-Wing, 40K. So any Hobby Channel game, any miniatures game that is
Cronopia,
not blind, but
Clan War.
Cronopia, if it was still tracked by the industry, would count this.
Keltos.
So in 2013, we had 125 million. In 2014, we had 125 million.
Ooh.
And in 2015, we had 175 million.
Okay.
There's a 40% increase in 2015.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened in 2015?
Star Wars?
X-Wing got real big.
Yeah.
Then for hobby board games, we had 100 million in 2013, 160 million in 2014, 250 million in 2015, with a 56% change.
Someone discovered Catan.
Hobby card and dice games, so this would be Munchkin and boxed games like dice, not
like
Dice Masters.
Like Flux or anything like that.
Yeah, Flux, anything along those lines, Munchkin. Yeah. 45 million in 2013. 60 million in 2014, 105 million in 2015, for a whopping 75% increase over the 3-year period. Then we have the most prestigious category of all, role-playing games.
RPGs.
15 million in 2013, 25 million in 2014, and 35 million in 2015, a 40% change, which is almost 100%, and by almost, I mean 100% on the back of Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition. So our total hobby channel market in 2013 was 735 million, 2014, 920 million, 2015, $1.19 billion for a total of 29%. Points of growth over the 3-year period.
So if there's that much growth, how come we don't have that much growth in our podcast? You think if the game we started in 2013, you think if the
because
gaming
we're on the podcast
because if the market grew,
have you met the hosts of the podcast?
Yeah, we're awesome. No, it's of course it has. It's not. I honestly don't think it's a bubble. So like. I like a lot of people say like, oh, people are just getting into like, I don't really think that's...
Everything booms and busts. That's just the way it is.
I don't really think it... I think, like, a lot of people are just really discovering that, hey, there's a lot more than just Milton Bradley games.
Industries are the tide.
Yeah.
And as the video game market grows, the tabletop market grows. They're hand in hand because people are discovering, like, hey, you know... And the reason I think that the tabletop market is... This is just obviously personal conjecture. But the reason I think that the tabletop market is growing... Because for a while, video games did the opposite effect. When video games were getting more popular, tabletop games were going down in popularity. And the reason I honestly think this is true is because current video games allow you to play with your friends, but over the internet.
Yeah.
You do not get to play with your friends face-to-face, because before, when you wanted a friend to come over, you'd like, hey, come over and play Mario Kart. They would have to come to your house, and you would sit next to each other on the sofa and play Mario Kart. And that kind of distraction leads you to playing Mario Kart for hours and hours. And then, like, okay, let's play this game, too. And you just keep swapping games. Now, it's like, hey, let's log on to Overwatch. You play Overwatch for, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. You're like, okay, maybe play a few more rounds. You're like, okay, cool. And unless you're a junkie, you go, okay, well, I'm going to, you know, log off and do something else. And now if you want to see your friends, you don't go over to your friend's house to play video games anymore. So what do when you have friends over? Board games.
Yeah. Like,
you want to play games together? You can't play video games together on the sofa anymore.
That's a pretty astute observation, Steve. So I'm almost believe that you didn't come up with that yourself.
I 100% came up with it myself, and I was coming up with this as I was talking.
Well, you do go over to friend's house if you're playing Rock Band.
This is true. That's also a fair point. But the days of those games being popular are
The new Rock Band just tanked.
Also, I am slightly offended, and by slightly I mean I'm greatly offended by your doubt in my ability to understand the industry I've been working in since I was 16.
I'm just saying.
You thrilled-o. We also have a list of top games for spring 2016.
Ooh, this is your hot games.
This is the top properties in pure sales. It's just numbers. Don't get butt hurt. Or do. I don't care. I'm going to skip the Mass Channel because Mass Channel is always won by Pokemon. In case you want to know what the number one Mass Channel game is, guess what? It's Pokemon. It's Magic is number two. Pokemon is number one by a mile.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Pokemon's always number one. Pokemon has not been number one at mass market for... Or Pokemon has been number one at mass market probably since it came out. Like, not even kidding. Like, it's that big. Like, if you go to Toys R Us, there's Pokemon cards fucking everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would assume that. I just always think that Magic is a much more popular game.
Well, is an interesting thing about Pokemon is I believe the demographic puts it at, like, roughly 40 to 50% of the people who buy the cards buy them for play. Everyone else is buying them to collect. Or there are kids who are too young to play the game, so they just have the cards.
It's true.
So, Hobby Channel. Number one, Magic the Gathering. Number two, Yu-Gi-Oh! TCG. Yugi.
Yeah.
The stains.
Dude, I can't wait for Yu-Gi-Oh! Where we could go around and, like, get banished to the shadow realm.
No, see, because it wouldn't have that.
No.
It would just be you walk around and you see Yu-Gi-Oh! Characters and you tap on them and there's nothing else that does. Then Pokemon is number three. Force of Will is number four. Marvel and DC Heroclix, number five. Card Fight Vanguard coming in at number six. Dice Masters, number seven. Dungeons & Dragons Fantasy Miniatures at eight. Ooh. Nine is Pathfinder Battles. And number 10, Dragon Ball Z TCG from Panini. Combining mass and hobby, number one is Magic. Number two is Pokemon. Number three is Yu-Gi-Oh! Number four is Force of Will. Number five is Marvel and DC Heroclix. Now we have the top 10 Hobby Channel board games. Number one, Star Wars Rebellion. Number two, Pandemic. Number three, Catan. Number four, Dead of Winter. Number five, Ticket to Ride. Number six, Blood Rage. Number seven, Mysterium. Number eight, Carcassonne. Number nine, Small World. Number 10, Zombicide.
Dead of Night, they're doing that special release at Gen Con, ain't they? Like, the expansion, I think they're doing a pre-release of it at Gen Con or something like that.
That's possible.
I think that's what's going on, because I love Gen Con. I didn't go last year because of my protest against Indiana, but I'm going this year. I'm going to sleep in the back of my car overnight.
I still protest against Indiana.
You just don't want to go.
I'm not going to Indiana.
I know. No, you just don't want to go to Gen. You just don't feel like going.
I mean, there's also that, but I'm not going to Gen Con until it moves out of Indiana.
Yeah.
Fucking hate Indiana.
But the... from what I hear, man, people are fucking going crazy over these pre-releases at at Gen Con.
Why?
I don't understand it.
I don't know. Because you know why? It's because that there's that like, oh, gotta have it first.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, you know, the biggest one that I hear everyone's going crazy is I think they're doing a pre-release of the new edition of Call of Cthulhu. Chaosium's doing like a pre-release.
It's already out.
Is it? Because I think that they're doing something special.
Maybe there's a... I think there's a specific adventure that's Gen Con only.
Okay, maybe that's what it is.
Or they're doing... Because it could also be a new book. It could be another 7th edition book. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, people are all about that. Speaking of special Gen Con things, I actually need you to get me something while you're there.
I'm not getting you anything. You go get it yourself.
Oh, I need you to get me something.
And also, they're doing Star Trek Ascendancy there. I kind of want to see that.
That's cool. I have that game coming.
I just like the idea of playing as a Klingon. Just like,
well,
get my Batleth out.
Reading the blurbs, not obviously the rules aren't out yet, but reading the blurbs is asymmetrical board game. The Klingons, the way to win the game is the Klingons is completely different than it is to win with the Federation.
That's what I hear.
You were just trying to do your own race's goals.
Yeah. Which sounds cool to me. I would, and I'd hope that they do expansion for like Borg, Ferengi.
It's totally set up to be expanded.
And Dorians, Tellurites, all of those.
The Tellurite Mining Consortium.
The Gorn. I just want to be the Gorn. The Gorn are not allowed to talk at all throughout the entire thing.
Top 10 Hobby Channel card and dice games. No, not a surprise here. Number 1 is Codenames. Number 2 is the Game of Thrones LCG.
Bah, 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 bah. Season's over. Are you going
to
watch it?
Number 3. I'll watch it. I think it's going to be coming to digital purchase next month.
Oh, so okay.
I'll smash through it in one go there. I've been watching a little while. Watching is generous, but I've been listening to Preacher week to week. And the thing is, I figured it out. Netflix and watching shows on Netflix and actually pretty much the same thing, less percent Crunchyroll, has fucked me. On watching anything as it airs live, because I'm so used to just like smashing through the entire season. When I watch an episode, I'm like, that sucked. I don't want to watch the show anymore. Because I forget, it's like, oh, that's right. Because they have good and bad episodes. Because the seasons are not written in. I don't know how to describe it properly. But it's like there's a definitive and it's modern TV shows and it's probably because they have this linear storyline now. They have this problem where episodes lull and it's like nothing happens in this episode until the last like 5 minutes. And then you're like, wow, that was great. Wow. The episode's over. What the fuck? This was like an hour, you know? And when you were watching it on Netflix, it's just like the next episode starts and you're like, oh, I'm excited to see this thing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of fucked me over for it. So I'm just like, at this point, I'm just going to watch everything that I want to watch season. I'll watch the whole season, call it a day. Nah. And it makes things better. Like The Walking Dead, it was a show that I was hating on super hard. I was like, dude, that season's so fucking shitty. I waited, it came on Netflix, I smashed through a season, and there were some terrible episodes in it.
But I know that you're your own separate identity on this, but I still feel like there's something great about the wait from week to week. Like a good show will make you feel like, oh man, I cannot wait for next week.
It mostly annoys me. I'm like, I want to watch it.
Yeah, but
it's because I consume. I don't enjoy.
Yeah.
I
you gotta like,
I absorb it and it's done. I'm like, I'm done with you.
You gotta savor the fine wine.
Yeah, see, it's just like, you know, I just take it, I put it in my mouth, I swallow it all. Yeah, and I want it all.
Like a duck.
Like a duck or a snake.
Or a snake. Yeah,
I unhinge my jaw and I eat the Game of Thrones.
Preacher to me. Is a big fan of the comic and everything like that. Let me tell you,
it's nothing like the comic.
Well, let me just say, like, the one thing I could say is when I'm watching the show, I'm going, this sucks. It's nothing like the comics. Yeah, the show's pretty good, though.
Right? it's like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is nothing like the comics. This sucks. I'm still going to watch it, though, because it's a pretty good show.
Watch and be grumpy about it.
I'm not grumpy about that. I'm just like, I don't like Dominic Cooper. I like all of the other characters. He's the guy who plays Jesse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everyone else is perfect. Pitch perfect as the characters.
So Codenames is number 1. Yeah. Game of Thrones LCG is number 2.
Yeah.
Sushi Go, number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Cards Against Humanity, number 4.
What about Crabs Against Humanity?
Munchkin, number 5. Super Fight, number 6. Firefly Flux, number 7.
Thank you, Brown Coats.
Splendor, number 8. Crabs Adjust Humidity, number 9. And Bang, number 10.
Bang is pretty good.
Notably absent, Android Netrunner. Not even on the top 10 anymore.
Yeah, well, that kind of faded out, didn't it?
The game's just too big. It's too big for its britches. There's too many sets.
Yeah, big for its britches.
It's gotten like they added a rotation to the LCGs, which I think is a very smart idea, but it's too slow. They need to have a more managed format, just like Wizards does with Magic. They need to have a faster rotating LCG format, and they need to support two formats. They need to support a legacy format, an eternal, like this is always in, and then they need to do standard, you know, for competitive. The only game they can get away with as many sets as they want is Lord of the Rings, because it's not competitive. So if you want to play it, you can just grab the base set and any number of random expansions you want, and you can play. Because you're playing against the game in that one. You're playing, you get new challenges in the chapter packs. Top five non-collectible miniatures games. Number one,
X-Wing.
Star Wars X-Wing maintains the number one spot. Number two, Warhammer 40,000
for the Emperor.
No one's surprised. Number three, this is a surprise here. Star Wars Armada.
Armada
really moving up in the world. Number four, War Machine, and that is just War Machine. That is not War Machine and Hordes.
I think that's stupid that it's considered separate.
Number five, Star Trek Attack Wing.
Ugh.
Missing from this list are Hordes,
Age of Sigmar,
and Imperial Assault.
But isn't Imperial Assault considered a board game though?
No, Imperial Assault's considered a miniatures game.
Is it really?
I'm fairly certain. I guess, you know what? I actually have to check to see what they categorize, because it's never cracked any of the top tens anywhere, so yeah. I don't really know what it's categorized as.
I would assume that would be considered a board game just because of...
Well, licensing-wise, it's considered a board game.
Yeah.
So I guess I would probably say it's probably a board game.
But yeah.
I think you're right.
Oh, yeah. But the fact that Age of Sigmar is not on that list is not a unique...
Not a surprise. Warhammer Fantasy was never on the list.
One of the things that just surprised me...
The thing, Fantasy was never on the list, so Age of Sigmar could be selling double what Fantasy sold, and it probably still wouldn't crack the top five.
One of the things that bothers me about the Armada and X-Wing is just, like, they're not really releasing anything for them. Like, it's not like there's, like... Like, the sales are that high for that game, and there's nothing new coming out for it. Like, every once in a while, it'll be like...
stuff comes out, but it's months apart.
Yeah, it'd be like...
It's a
repaint.
It's an affordable rebuy schedule. Like, most people can afford to buy everything when it's new. They have it at the right pace.
I guess.
The problem they have is their stocking issues are still there.
Yeah,
like,
really?
Like, K-Wings and Crax's fighters are staple ships. They're like, you need to have them to compete. Because from what I understand, the balance in X-Wing is getting as bad as 40K.
Ooh.
And that's incredibly bad, because 40K's balance is the worst it's ever been, supposedly. I hear people like orcs used to be the most dedicated 40K players out there. I don't care what anyone says about anyone. I don't care if you think Space Marine players or what. This is not a subjective opinion. Orc players were the most loyal, the most numerous, and just like loud about loving the game that they played and loving the faction they played. They used to all coalesce in a forum called the WA, and that was where everyone talked about orcs, you know, orcs. And that place is a fucking ghost town, because the orcs are so unplayably shit in 40K. Like, it's impossible for people who are not there to win, who are literally not playing that game to win, to go and have fun to play. Like, they're that bad. It's bad enough for people who are actually there just to have a good time. They lose so badly, they can't have a good time.
Yep, not unusual.
So that's, you know, that's rough. So hopefully they rein in 40K like they did with Sigmar. Then we have the top five role-playing games. And this is just spring. I don't know if I made that clear. Spring 2016 top five role-playing games. Guess number one.
Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition.
No, Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition.
What?
Number two is Pathfinder. And that gap is big, I assure you.
Not unusual.
Number three. Well, Pathfinder was number one for a very long time.
Well, yeah.
It was actually number one all the way up until Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition came out. Then we have number two is Pathfinder. Number three is Star Wars. Number four is Shadowrun. And number five is Fantasy/Dragon Age.
What?
Fantasy Age/Dragon Age. That's the Green Ronin system. It uses 3d6 for everything. It was the original system.
But is it Dragon Age is in the video game Dragon Age?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
The game. So Dragon Age.
I knew that they did one.
It came out as Dragon Age first.
I'd never heard of Fantasy Age, so.
But it came out as Dragon Age first, and the game uses the Age system, which is a proprietary RPG system that Green Ronin made up for the Dragon Age game. Very good system. I love it a lot, actually. I had the book. I think it's a very fine system. They are now porting that system into other worlds.
So genetic
that,
generic
the generic
fantasy.
One is Fantasy Age.
Do they use that for Song of Ice and Fire role-playing game?
I believe that uses its own system.
Okay.
Because that game came out after, Song of Ice and Fire came out long before the Dragon Age game did.
Yeah,
because
I was reading like a really decent article about how to build characters in the Song of Ice and Fire role-playing game, and it sounded actually like really fun. Because, like, you build a house.
The background, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you build your own house is essentially what it is.
Background-based character design is very cool when it's done right.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that sounds great. I would never do that with anybody that I know, but if I found a group that wanted to do that, I'd be all for that. I would never have any of my friends do that. No, I'm sorry. No, I mean, none of the news is, like, relatively surprising. I would say that the...
I'd say some of the games that, rather than the positions, but some of the games that fell off the list were more surprising than others, and also Force of Will to be at that deep in the list. That's impressive with how old or how young Force of Will is, and like how beleaguered that game is with like all of the issues that are surrounding it.
Well, just wait for Force of Will Go, where you have to walk around.
You really want a Go game of yourself? You should make World
Jogo?
War II, you should make World War II Go.
Yeah. It's called Europe, Steve. You just go to Europe, and you're like, hey, that was in World War II. Well, hey, that was in World War II.
This will put a tank on your phone, and you can look up, and you can take pictures of it with the polygonal tank and the cute anime eyes it has.
Oh. Let's see. Was it Tank Girls? Is that what the thing is called?
Girls und Panzer?
Yeah, Girls und Panzer.
But that's just girl. Okay, Girls und Panzer is a show about anime cuties driving tanks.
Yeah.
They aren't actually tanks. But see, if you have Konkol, which is a Kantai Collection, which is a card game from Japan, this is anthropomorphized battleships from World War II. So they look like girls, but they have like battleship parts that they're wearing. So like,
I don't know if you could tell, but I've just had a stroke.
So one of the girls, she's an aircraft carrier.
Oh my God.
So she has like
thing I've ever heard
parts of an aircraft carrier on her arm.
Jesus Christ.
Puts her arms straight and little planes fly out.
Oh my God.
And there's also one, I don't know the name of it, but there's a version of Konkole, but it's tanks. And you know what? Tankettes. There's little lolly tankettes girls. They're the little tank that you have that I was making fun of you because they look like they're from a different scale game. Yeah, they have little anime girl tankettes in that other, but that's not Konkole. So yeah, that's the thing. So not to be confused, like Girls und Panzer is girls with tanks. So the girls aren't actually the tanks. So need to be very clear on that. And let me tell you, boat waifus, hugely popular. Hugely popular. They actually just did, you'll be happy, they just did the USS Iowa. She's the new hotness character. She's got American flags all over her, my friend. And I know you love that because you love America. Well, since I've murdered Joe by talking about Konkole, it's time for me to take over, and this cast is now anime classy. I'm just going to talk about anime I'm watching.
I'm going to try something real quick. I can't mute you. I tried muting you. I might just have to unplug your cable.
You don't want to hear anime classy?
No, this is the dumbest thing ever.
How was it?
That entire country's stupid.
You mean all of the countries that participate in Konkole, which is pretty much all of them. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm sorry to break it to
the
you.
The country that makes it up, which is,
well, then
Japan.
What does that say about the country that buys it, America?
Oh, I hate weeaboos.
It's not all weeaboos, my friend.
Oh, it is.
Can't all be weeaboos.
I'm tired of hearing about this, Pokemon Go, and everything else. Just,
see, I just want to talk about things that are awesome, and it just drive you insane.
These are not awesome. Oh, dude, this is awful.
The fact that you hate it so much is awesome. It's making it better. I've never even watched it, but now I got to watch it.
I would rather you talk about Gundams for
Gundam's
an
sick.
Hour as opposed to just hearing about this anime ship
girls. It was technically
a
card game. It was a digital card game, and you like collect rare ships and you fuse the smaller ships together to make it. That's like a
oh, Jesus.
That's like a huge like the waifu like card game thing, the digital card game waifu thing. That's like a huge industry. And what it is like every game needed to figure out what their edge was to like edge out the competition. Cause there's one where it's like, well, they're sword girls. So it was like generic fantasy. Like they have swords. And like this one, when they designed it, they're like, our edge is they're going to be fucking boats. And like their character names are boats. So like Shimikaze is one of the characters and she's a submarine, I think. So like she's a tiny little girl and her name's Shimikaze and she wears almost nothing. So like that's,
I'm assuming that they all pretty much almost wear nothing.
Not accurate. They most of them are wearing like their character designs are very reflective over what the ship is. So like if it's a long ship, they're much taller, and like they have the boat weapons. I've only seen the like ancillary like fandom and like the figures and stuff. But yeah, I mean, it looks fun.
Man, you're giving me Forrest Whitaker eye. That's how dumb this is.
It looks fun. I don't know. I wouldn't play it because it's all in Japanese, but it's a Weiss Schwartz set, but Weiss Schwartz has fucking got everything. So it's kind of like, it's like, oh, it's an anime. It's popular. Weiss Schwartz.
God almighty. This is the dumbest thing ever. Why can't people like good things like Conan?
I love Conan. Yeah. I was ready, and then you said Conan, and I was like, damn it. I love Conan.
Love Conan.
Conan's sweet.
Oh, well.
Oh, there's another Crawling Chaos. You might like that anime. It's about Nyarlathotep, but Nyarlathotep's an anime girl. And all of the other Cthulhu mythos.
Stop. By the way, speaking of dumb anime stuff, did you watch the new Voltron on Netflix?
No, everyone's like talking about it like it's really good. I assumed it was going to be terrible.
I watched like two episodes. I thought it was okay. I never really dug the original Voltron. I know the original
Voltron. I really
Voltron.
Liked the toy.
Oh, yeah, the toy was fantastic.
Yeah, like I really liked the Voltron toy.
I had the big one with the five ones where you put the guys in and I had all the... it was great. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You had
loved
Voltron.
It. Yeah.
There was only one toy. It was just Voltron.
It was fucking amazing. No, there was like a smaller one. There was like a smaller die-cast one that you could have put the guys in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I had the Voltron.
Yeah, no. I had the Voltron. That thing was amazing.
Yeah,
and then my mom, of course, gave it to my cousin who didn't respect any of the toys and destroyed the entire thing, which upsets me to no end.
It'll accept you even more if you look at the price of Voltron these days.
I don't even care about that. I'm just like, I don't see. That's the thing is like, I don't go by try and buy stuff to recapture my youth. No, I just want my youth. I want the stuff
but you
that
can
I
sell it.
I don't sell my shit.
Yes, I know. But like if I had a super valuable toy, I'd be like, I'm going to sell this.
Well, yeah, you would. I don't care.
I just ain't got that. I ain't got that connection, bro. I got more connection to the cold hard cash, baby.
But what am I gonna spend the cold hard cash on?
Different toys.
Yeah, when you get
sick of
shit.
Then when you get sick of those, you sell those.
Ugh.
Yeah. Just keep it rolling, baby. It's like a bicycle.
No, it was.
You put that baseball card in the spoke, and when it gets dirty, you take another one out.
My daughter did not care for the new Voltron. That's why we only watched two episodes.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone's excited about it, I guess. Huh?
I don't know. I have a feeling that the next thing after Pokemon Go that everyone's going to get all crazy about is going to be the new Power Rangers movie. So that's the other thing I can't understand is Power Rangers. So,
I think I was at primo age for Power Rangers. I really liked the first show with the Megazord and the Dragonzord.
Yeah.
But like that's as far as I got. And I can see why it's bigger in Japan and why it's like longer lasting and only like. It's like little kids like Power Rangers, and then they kind of like stop liking Power Rangers, and some of them don't. Like there's a few older.
I will say that I know many, many, many older Power Rangers fans.
I mean,
when I say older Power Rangers, I'm talking like kids who are probably like 26.
Are they active fans?
I mean,
that's the thing.
They're the type of people that find out that, you know, Tommy the Red Ranger is going to be at a Comic-Con, and they get really excited.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's like Pat B when it comes to any sort of like 80s wrestling superstar when he hears about them.
Virgil?
Yeah, like he hears about Virgil. Like if you and I
Ted
hear about
DiBiase,
we're like, oh, hey, it's Ted DiBiase. That's cool, I guess.
I like Ted DiBiase. And he's the million dollar man.
I know, but that's what we'd be like. It's like, oh, it's Ted DiBiase. He'd be like, oh my God, it's the Ted DiBiase. He's like tearing his shirt. Like, it's Ted DiBiase.
I don't know. I guess I could see that making more sense if it was the, like, because they're all Super Sentai, which is like a super long running Japanese show, and they butchered up, they chopped up those things to make the Power Rangers. If it was Super Sentai and they translated it exactly, I think it would make more sense to like have this like huge mythos, because like there's a lot of storyline to that like Sentai show. It's just like forever, and it's like super old.
But it doesn't matter. But
I don't know.
For little kids.
I mean, that's fair. Well, yeah. I mean, little kids like watching in Japan, but like there's more.
It's like when people tell me about like the mythology of Pokemon, I'm just like, no.
The mythology of Pokemon is you fucking capture them in little balls and you fight them against each other.
Oh no! They'll explain to you this whole mythic arc about this legendary Pokemon which created all the other Pokemons.
You know what? They're fluffy bunnies.
Yeah,
and you know what happens to fluffy bunnies? They fucking lose on the table. What happens to fluffy bunnies.
You lose on the table. Put it on the glass.
Yeah, you lose on the table. Give a shit about the background, you lose on the table. And that's why I'll never get into World War II games, because the fluff is fucking stupid. It's so boring. It's like, ugh. This guy. It doesn't make any sense. It's dumb.
I mean, it's The first few years is pretty interesting what's going on. It's like it's a little back and forth. I mean, you never know who's going to win. And then just like the last 3 years, you're just like, oh, why is this over yet?
Said the fluff's really poorly written. Just saying.
Yeah. There was so many plot twists that didn't pan out.
I'm never really into like. I don't like talking to people usually about like the huge background of things unless we're specifically talking about that. And in most cases, like the only thing I know, like, and I don't want to say I'm deep because I know there are guys who would probably listen to this podcast who would absolutely destroy me. But like Tolkien lore is like the only lore that I'm really into. But even then, like I very rarely ever try to like.
Yeah, you're no expert on the Silmarillion or anything.
I know a bit about the Silmarillion. I know the Silmar, and I know about Ungoliant Ungoliant trying to, you know, Ungoliant eventually eating itself after betraying Morgoth. But like, I know a lot of the story, but I'm not an. I couldn't recall immediately. Like, you know, yeah.
Know the difference between Finuvel and
right, Inuvel.
Like all those guys.
I'm working on it. I am reading them. Yeah. Those are the only books I own that aren't RPG manuals. So I'm working on trying to get that get that in sorb.
I'm impressed and also a little sad for you, Steve.
But what? Because I have the Lord of the Rings, Silmarillion, Hobbit, and RPG manuals.
It's like those are the only books you own that are not RPG manuals.
That's all I need, baby.
I mean, like, you have a lot of RPG manuals, but I mean, still, it's just a little depressing.
Also, miniatures rules. Yeah. I take that back. I have some books about Lord of the Rings that aren't the Silmarillion or...
You have an Art of the Lord of the Rings book.
Yeah.
And you have a Gulliver's Travels as well.
Yeah, other than that, yeah, they're all RPG books.
Yeah.
Oh, and I've got like graphic novels if that counts.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I'm not one of. I have thousands of them, and I still don't. I'm like, no. That doesn't count.
Unless they're not all written as Watchmen, which is mostly just blocks of text.
Watchmen is not that great.
Better watch out for the Watchmen. I actually thought the movie was better than the book, but whatever.
Didn't know.
With the Black Freighter put into it, I liked it a lot better. The ending made more sense.
I'll give you the ending made a lot more sense. I did like the ending of the movie a lot more than the book itself, but that Scott Snyder just has to stop directing.
Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder. Scott Snyder is the writer who I actually like. He does Batman. But...
I made the conversion. I got rid of all the novels and all the like the other books that I own. I just dumped them all and replaced them. Only RPG manuals for this bad boy.
Makes me sad.
I want to read more RPG manuals. There's so few stories.
Well, let me tell you about what I would, because I go the guy I get my haircut with. I love this guy. I don't know if I ever talked about him on the show. But they're it's called Beards Guard. It's in Geneva, Illinois.
Oh, I think you talked about the spot, but I don't think you've talked about the guy.
Okay, so the guy who cuts my hair, he's great, fantastic, and I love going to him because we'll talk about nerdy things all day long. He's a huge fantasy nerd, loves fantasy, just novels and TV show. We were talking about like, so I started off. I go, see that Shannara show on Netflix? He goes, yeah. And I was like, we were talking about that, like, that's the type of stuff we talk about. Sports are never mentioned. We never talk about sports. He goes to Renaissance Fair, dresses up, does all this stuff. I got him going on Zelda throughout the, and like, I'm not a huge Zelda fan, but I was like, I could not get him to shut up about Zelda.
What's it? You're in a dungeon. You fucking go to eight dungeons, you get the items, you fight Ganon.
He loves The Legend of Zelda. That is his thing.
That's fine, but there's nothing more to the game.
There's a whole... myth. There's a whole like chronology with Zelda.
Yeah, the kid gets the sword, the kid fights the dungeon, the kid fights Ganon, and they do that story every time.
Did you see? Have you ever seen the Teen Titans Go where they do the Zelda ripoff?
Yeah,
and she's like, he's like, it is dangerous to go alone. Take this, and she's like, I do not want the stick. He's like, but you'll need it.
Yeah,
you're all alone, aren't you all alone too? He's like, yes. Ever since my wife left me. All right.
But that's what I want to be. I want to be like, I want to know everything about Lord of the Rings. Like, that's the lore that I'm really interested in. That's the deep background I want. And even to that extent, I don't.
So it's going to be you, Stephen Colbert, and Dave Franco.
Yeah. And we'll have a conversation that we'll have a conversation that no one else on the planet will understand. But even then, I still think people would.
No, Steve. You bow to no one.
I don't like when people adhere to lore. Like,
everybody shut up. Aragorn is singing. Everybody shut up.
The problem I, it's just like, and this is just with anything, like I think like so many people take their pop culture so seriously, and it's become like this like sacrosanct religious thing where like no matter what it is, like it's this holy medium that you can't touch, and it's everyone our age's fault. Like everyone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone our age, this is our great sin. Whether you want to say that we're the ass end of the millennials or whatever, doesn't fucking matter. People who are our age, like the like 29s to 38s, this is our fault. Like this is, we have made pop culture and like deified this thing where it's like, you have an example, like you have people like raging at the very concept that they would make another Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Just like, and I'm not even going to get into like all of the other shit about it. They're just, the very concept that they're making a new Ghostbusters is enough to send people into a frothing, raging mouth frenzy. But you know what? You already have Ghostbusters. You have two movies. You have a shit ton of comic books. You have animated series that's actually pretty good and has a bunch of episodes written by Michael J. Straczynski. He was the lead story supervisor on the entire program.
I know.
I love real. Let me some real Ghostbusters. But that was for
then
you.
Why don't you like Babylon 5?
That was for. I haven't watched it yet. Yeah. That was. I just give you shit. Are you kidding me? I half of the things I say are just to be contrarian.
Steve, I'm well aware of that.
Well, in case anyone ever thinks I'm serious, most of the time I just disagree with people because it's funny. I don't have strong feelings about anything. other than Lord of the Rings, we'll fight you if you don't like Lord of the Rings. Them's fighting words.
Or Star Trek.
Or Star Trek. I'll fight you with fighting words. And if you don't like Lord of the Rings and Star Trek, well then boy howdy, why you listen to this podcast?
Because
we talk about Lord of the Rings and Star Trek.
You're
going to
meet my two friends, Jean-Luc Picard and Catherine Janeway. Those are my fists.
And then you get my other friends, Bombadil and Took. Those are my feet.
I was going to sing Goldberry.
No, not Goldberry. That's the thing. You think it's Goldberry, but it's Took.
That's what I call my penis, Tom Bombadil and the Goldberries.
Nice. So like they made it into this like untouchable, like you can't do anything to it, like everything's terrible if you touch it. That's not the way it works. Shit gets retold all the time. Like if you want to have that attitude, tell it to fucking Sherlock Holmes.
Nah.
Like how many Sherlocks out there? Like, and you know what? If you fight every single reboot or every single like tweaking of every, and the new Star Trek's a great example. People rage about the movie because it's not like Captain Kirk. Those movies are fine. Like they're movies.
The second one was terrible. I like the first one.
The second one was loaded with like winking stuff, but the second one I think is worse. If you were a fan of, I think the second one was bad, less of its own merit, more of if you are aware of what it's doing, because they did a lot of like, hey, you remember when this happened in Wrath of Khan? Well, we're doing it kind of like this.
And that's the thing, too, is like if it was its own unique story, like if that guy was not Khan.
Yeah.
I think I would have been like, oh, this is an interesting story.
I thought it would have been a lot cooler. And I agree with that if they, because the whole thing is like everyone's saying it's not Khan, it's not Khan, it's not Khan. And everyone's like, oh, it's obviously Khan. It would have been awesome to have the movie be like, nope. Totally not Khan. It's totally a different thing. And people would have been like, oh shit. Plus, like, it's not, we're called a Multibond. Like, come on. Yeah,
it's Benedict Cumberbatch.
You think you can stop me, Captain Kirk?
he tests me.
So, like, I don't know. Just, like, don't be so serious about, like, the things that are, like, you know, pop culture-y. Like, it's not worth it. Like, I see people getting, like, in almost, like, the equivalent of like fist fights, and I know they're just super angry online. Obviously, people don't really. Yeah. I've never seen anyone arguing like as vehemently as they do online.
Internet,
but like,
tough guy is like a. It's like.
But
a,
even then, I think
it's like a clash you got to roll up for.
I think the internet thing is like it removes that barrier, that social barrier, so like you can just let your emotion just like spill out onto the page.
Yeah.
So like people aren't really seeing. You're not having a conversation. You're just spilling emotion towards another person, and then they're like. You know, it's like, well, what the fuck? Do you really like Ghostbusters? Like, goddamn, like you are really into it. And it's, you know, just calm down. Like, if you don't like it, great. Don't see it.
That's just a weird
no
group.
No one is forcing you to
the
see
Ghostbusters
it.
The Ghostbusters fans are a weird group to begin with. Because, like, they form their own little...
Ghostbusters.
What?
I like
no,
Ghostbusters.
No, but I'm talking, like, the guys who, like, they form their own, like, Ghostbusters crew.
Yeah, because they go see kids. That's the whole thing. They go see sick kids in hospitals.
But I mean, it's like, but what sick kid in a hospital knows what Ghostbusters is?
A lot, because their parents, who are our age, showed them fucking Ghostbusters.
I guess.
And now there's going to be a lot more, because there's going to be a bunch of little girls.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to see, look, here's the Ghostbusters. There's Johnson, Jacobowski, Kowalski, and Smarmitz. Yeah, it's a great group of Ghostbusters they're coming up.
They're busting.
The original Ghostbusters right here. You know, it's like, what the fuck are these people? They're not even wearing like a fish. They're wearing like jumpsuits that say like
I don't know, man.
Michelin Man on the back.
All I know is they do things for sick kids, and I can't really hate on that too hard.
I can.
I mean, you can, because as we've already established, like 5 minutes in this podcast, you're a monster.
We can't cure your disease, but here are the fake Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I believe we've already established you are in fact a monster, so it's fine. You can hate on sick children all you want.
Yeah,
they should hurry up and die already and decrease the surplus population.
You're
actually Ebenezer Scrooge.
I'm okay with the 501st going because, like, first of all, you can't see their face. So, and like most kids know Darth Vader because, you know, Star Wars is still relevant. Ghostbusters hasn't been a movie, not counting this one, since 1989.
You know what? All of it goes to the argument goes to complete shit when you realize or just admit to yourself how fucking popular goddamn Firefly is.
Yeah, it's like, true. Firefly Flux is number 5.
Holy
yeah.
shit. Like, I can't
12
believe.
12 episodes in a movie.
I cannot believe how popular Firefly. And like, I thought Firefly was fine. It was okay. Like the show was really good. Like I enjoyed watching it. You know, it was fine. The movie was a good end cap to the show. Done. Like, but this like insane level of fandom is like how does that even happen?
I mean, even original Trek had 3 seasons.
Yeah, exactly.
And each season had like 38
yeah.
episodes.
Yeah, there's like 79 episodes of the original yeah. series. That's a lot more than 12.
Yeah.
And Trek stayed relevant because the cartoon came shortly afterwards, and like, you know, that's gonna build those fuzzy feelings for the kids, and even then, that's a really good. Not segue, but like linked point, like the fan outrage when Next Generation was coming out, and they were like, "There's no Spock, there's no yeah. Kirk." Like people were losing their minds. So I guess fans have always kind of been like that, but I think the reason it's like this now is because of the solidarity provided by the internet, and that's why like these like huge like mecha fan groups have become, because like, you know how like they say you could what do they call it? Echo chambers.
Yeah.
You know, you can build your own echo chamber online because you can remove things you don't want to see, and like you can block stuff. And what they do is they create fandom echo chambers where like everyone loves this thing. And then like everyone, like those fandom echo chambers grow and grow and grow. And suddenly like everyone's like, we're super into this thing. Like, and it explodes in popularity super fast because it's tweeted and shared and Facebooked, and like the popularity grows faster.
It's called Bernie. It's called Sanders for President. That's what it's called.
That's 12 million people. And that's a lot.
Blonde. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't enough to get him elected.
Ooh, no. He's going to stand up to the corrupt establishment, and then he's going to endorse the corrupt establishment. Oh, jeez. Whoopsie. Oh. Maybe he's a bit of a coward and kind of a fraud.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. But
I just did.
You did.
I did.
Nice. See, we're going to see. We start off hating on the Trump, then we end up hating on the Sanders at the end. It's great.
I do not support the Democratic Party. I do not support the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. I don't even really support the Libertarian Party. I don't really support any party. I think they're all kind of shitty. My political views, unfortunately, if anyone ever wants to know, I'm fucking down the goddamn middle. I tried to take that one test, the test of I side with, and with the exception of Trump, who I was at like 40% with, every goddamn candidate running, I was an 80%.
Yeah.
Every one of them. It's just like 80. I wasn't even kidding. I'm like, they're all fucking 80. Like, except for Hillary. 75 on Hillary.
Okay.
But like, I'm 80 Jill Stein, 80 Sanders, 80 Gary Johnson, 75 Hillary, 40 Trump. Like, that's...
That 40% hair... In Trump stakes.
You know what? They asked me a lot of weird questions about hair, and I guess that's where they came from. But so it's like, I don't really have super...
How do you feel about huge walls, Steve?
I think I want people to be able to have choice. I think everything should come down to the side of choice. Always. Period. You should always have the choice, and that's what I want. Period. Like, if you want to do this, you should be able to say yes or no. That's what I want about everything. And the problem I have with a lot of political doctrine and on both sides, this is right and left, is a lot of their political belief system is forcing people to think or at least behave in the way that they see fit. It's like, you can't say these words because that'll make people upset. They'll be triggered. That's upsetting. And in a more reprehensible manner, you've like, you can't be gay because that means a magical man will strike you down.
Well,
or
yeah.
It's okay for me to strike you down because a magical man said so.
I will agree with you. I believe everyone should have a choice, and except on
the choice is clear, Pepsi.
Except on Pokemon Go, I believe that if you choose to download that to your phone, an electrical shock should come out and make you have convulsions on your floor.
Have you played it?
No, I'm not playing that.
That's the same. You tried to burn me with that same argument about historical games.
Screw Pokemon. No, I played the original Pokemon. I haven't played Pokemon Go.
That's not the same.
Does it cost money to download?
No, it's free.
Oh.
As I clearly stated, it's
probably
still totally free.
Do that.
You know what? It's like, it's a really big novelty. Like, it's the It's the first game because they already made a game.
Like Pet Rocks.
Well, they already made a game that uses this the whole concept called Ingress, which is you go and you like conquer virtual space while other people are there. It's the same exact game. The difference is Ingress just has a kind of generic like Tron-esque skin. Like it's like, you know, and like when you put it up, it's like things look like blue and like techno-y. But it's called Ingress. It's got, you know, like a million users or some shit. Or I think it's made like $1 million. So that's how much Ingress is made. I don't know how many people play it. What the fuck does that mean? It's a word. You put Pokemon on it and it's the same exact game. Everything about it is the same. Suddenly people are like, oh, I know what that is. And you got people who haven't played Pokemon games since the originals in the 90s, and they're like, oh yeah, I'll download that. And then like they get sucked in by the novelty, I guess.
Yeah, and I think their phone should explode and they should be shocked. Anyway, go to planetarbitrary.com for your planetarbitrary needs. That'd be great. Like our Facebook page, /GameClassyPodcast. You can help out. The best way to help with the podcast, like, comment,
subscribe.
Oh, let
me give a shout out to Lucas if you're listening.
George Lucas?
No. I will continue to battle with you on the Noob the Loser Facebook page as often as I can.
Oh, is this all that stupid stuff with the anime pictures that you keep putting
up? Stupid stuff? It's gotten us fucking 12 listeners.
Oh, has it? Okay.
You dildo.
I'm sorry. I remember really paid. Every time I get like an update on the phone, I'm just like, oh, God damn it, Steve.
Yeah. If you ever see anything on Facebook, it's probably me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get the DM thing with Noob the Loser, and I'm just like, God damn it.
Yeah, baby.
I was hoping this was something to do with like... This is relevant to the podcast.
Yeah, it's getting listeners. The guy I'm battling in the anime picture off, he's now a fan.
All right, well, there you go.
See?
Best way you can help with the podcast, like, comment, subscribe on iTunes, give us the 5 stars, and say that we suck. And that's all that I care about, really. You can listen to our sister podcast, Comic Book Logic, where we're heading towards the end of the summer of Spidey. We just finished up Spider-Man 2. We're going to do Spider-Man 3. It's Kevin and I talking about comic book movies. Or you could also listen to Past Retro Video Game Review Podcast, a.k.a. Play On, where they live streamed from the Galloping Ghost Arcade just yesterday, right?
We're doing this this Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday. Okay. And then you're going to talk about the Pokemon Go and...
I already shit all over it. Yeah. I raged about it for a good half hour.
Yeah. I'm sure Pat doesn't like Pokemon either, so...
No, Pat was excited. Pat was excited to get to see me shit it. He was like, on the one hand, I'm disappointed that you don't get something you like, but on the other hand, I'm really excited you hate it.
Yeah. So that's, but, yeah.
Pat hates Pokemon on the basis of it's an RPG.
Yeah.
Like, there's no question.
Yeah. Can I come in and talk about World of Warcraft Legion expansion?
You'd have to clear that with Pat.
We'll talk about World of Warcraft, Pat. We're going to talk about how I'm leveling up my Draenei monk.
You would probably be very upset.
We'd have no idea.
Pat hates RPGs.
Yeah, it's not really an RPG,
doesn't
though.
Matter. It has levels.
It does it have levels. It has levels and experience points. Yeah. It's have that XP.
And it's got turn-based combat. It's out.
Yeah.
It's out.
All right, so Steve, until next time.
I'm painting Nurgleman's.
Nurgleman's!
Game Classy.